Welcome to the Digital Cafe. I'm your host, Mario Armstrong. Networking online, through social media channels, email, and LinkedIn is something I think a lot of people are getting more and more used to doing. But by no means should online networking be the only kind that you do. There are certainly things that can only get done by meeting and pitching someone face to face. And as many of you do, I'm sure you're constantly attending conferences, events, and speaking engagements. But if you struggle with getting up the nerve and pitching your idea, I'm going to share 6 tips that I'm hopeful will help you get the most out of face-to-face networking. Number 1, know your subject. Before heading to an event or a conference, get a copy of the program or print one out or look at their website or their mobile app. You should know ahead of time what all of the panels are about and who all of the speakers are. Number 2, make a list of the people you want to meet. With your knowledge now of every nook and cranny of the program, you should be able to make a list. This is your personalized list of everyone who will be speaking or attending the conference that you want to get in front of. Do you have an idea you'd like to run by them? Maybe an opportunity to present to them? Whatever it is, come up with more names than you'll ever be able to meet. And then, the hard part, prioritize them. Number 3, have a calendar. Now that you have your list of names and you've prioritized them, you want to match things up with the program and create a calendar for yourself of every panel and talk that you'll be attending. Do this well before the event or conference begins so you can identify any conflicts in your schedule and resolve them before it's too late. Now, tip number 4, and this is important, follow your list on social media. While you're going to be meeting people in person, that doesn't mean you shouldn't also be doing all the research you can by following them on social media. This is especially useful during an event or conference so that you can see if anything in their schedule changes. Maybe a talk was rescheduled, or maybe they'll be making an additional appearance outside of the venue. This way, you'll be among the first to know. Tip number 5. Use LinkedIn. It's your friend. It's your good buddy. Before the conference, put every name that's on your list into LinkedIn and do a search. You don't need to connect with anyone, but you do need to check and see if you have any connections or acquaintances in common. Trust me, you'll be shocked to discover that your network is probably a bit bigger than maybe you've expected. And last but not least, tip number 6, pitch before the talk. You want to be remembered at these events as an individual, not one of the 20 faces who end up pitching someone in the first 5 minutes after their talk. There's usually a long line of people that want to speak to the same person you want to get in front of. And sometimes well-known speakers will sign books after events, and that can be occasionally an excellent time to network, but it's certainly not the only time. Instead, try and get to their talk early. I usually like to arrive an extra 20 to 30 minutes ahead of time, and that way I can see if I can find them before the crowd gets to them. While this doesn't always work, it really is one of the best times I've found to catch someone and get their time and attention you need to properly pitch them. Of course, if they're preparing for the presentation and they're busy, please don't bother them. Then you'll be on the wrong list of why they remember you. For more tips or other ideas, I have them all spelled out on how you can use tech and non-tech ways to make the most out of conferences and events when it comes to personal networking. Just head over to my blog at marioarmstrong.com. For the Digital Cafe, I've been your host, Mario Armstrong, along with producer Bob White on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.